Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anastasia and Frankie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a driving program helping refugees in Toowoomba gain their licences is improving access to jobs, education and community life. The non-for-profit organisation You Belong's Learner Driver Mentor Program assists refugees and migrants in completing their mandatory 100 hours and has a waitlist of about 70 people wanting to learn. General Manager of You Belong, Carly Maher, says the ability to drive helps refugees access English classes and job opportunities that might not be accessible to public transport. Additionally, Refugee Council of Australia Senior Policy Advisor Louise Olive says the driving lessons help reduce social isolation. Without access to driving or access to transport, I think people become isolated. They want to be out in their community meeting people, Olive says.
After a slow start to the season, Northwest Queensland is experiencing a surge in tourism with grey nomads leading the charge. Several road closures and heavy rainfall slowed the tourism efforts and cancelled events throughout the region. But retirees and semi-retirees are choosing to go into the outback instead of staying at home, supporting the small country towns along the way. Victorian grey nomad Julie Tarrington encourages others to take the voyage and support the outback, because if you don't, then they are not going to be there. They can't survive on nothing. In national news, international arrival cards will come in digital form starting next year. The digitalised Australian Traveller Declaration will allow passengers to complete their arrival cards through the Qantas app up to 3 days before they embark on the trip. This will generate a QR code to be scanned upon arrival. The digital program is currently piloted only in some Qantas flights landing in Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne, but will be expanded to include Perth and Adelaide before the end of this year. A new report from the Grattan Institute finds that the Pharmacy Guild of Australia is bringing in large profits at the expense of patients, as government negotiations happen behind closed doors. Grattan's health director, Peter Bredin, says, quote, "that is undue influence from a vested interest," end quote. Patients are paying more at community pharmacies with various fees to cover dispensing-related costs, though the report found that their fees weren't actually based on the pharmacy dispensing costs. The report recommended abolishing pharmacy agreements by 2029, including pharmacists and patients in negotiations, and the Independent Health and Aged Care Pricing Authority to set funding rates.
In international news, 2.4 million people have been evacuated to shelter as Typhoon Barbie makes landfall in China. After hitting Japan's southern island and causing 113 injuries in Taiwan, Typhoon Barbie has slowly weakened into a tropical storm while still maintaining the size of France. Despite this, railways and flights have slowly resumed, with over 1,000 flights previously cancelled and dozens of railway stations suspending services across Hangzhou and Shanghai over the weekend. There are no reports of death and major injuries, yet further torrential rain, flash flooding, transportation disruptions and destruction are to be expected. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 2, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.